is Lady Tiffany Ma, and this is These Walls Are Thin. I hope you guys had a lovely Thanksgiving. I did. And, I didn't get any yams. But now the song is in my head. I hope you guys had a little Thanksgiving for real, and I hope you guys are having a nice Black Friday. I could go dark. We got a history of Black Friday, you know? I mean, I could go dark because I'm already in the energy anyway, because I'm doing a project on Black Wall Street and what happened to Black Wall Street, and then I have to come back around and show with how it's related to slavery. Because of the first race riot started in 1863 by the Germans and the Irish, because they felt like people paid more for Black people than paying them to work. We ain't getting into that. Yes, I just recited my whole project to y'all, honey, so I better get an A in this bitch. But yeah. We can go dark on Black Friday, or we can go Eminem dark. You know, Eminem dark is no different from the dark, so. Eminem's dark. We can do a whole podcast on Eminem being dark. Okay? But we're not. We're going to talk about this one isolated situation. I mean, honey, Eminem has gone real dark. And today's podcast is about Eminem going real dark, honey. He got a song talking about what he would do to his wife. He got a song talking about what he would do to his mother. Honey, But the one I want to focus on, because I'm going to stay in this energy, because y'all know the past 2 years I had dealt with stans. Not Eminem stans, Amorian stans. Okay? Honey. Shout out to the sweet girls that are not that obsessed with this man. You know, we all have established, and my cousin has said it, and my cousin's younger than me, okay? My cousin's still in her 20s. I just got into my 30s recently. But my cousin has stated, Amorian is clearly fine as hell. Okay? Mr. Granberry. Mr. Browner. Are some Black men, okay? And then on top of that, you sitting up there looking like kings with them locks. You're gorgeous. You have always been gorgeous. I have loved you since eight straight back, baby. Okay? Him and Mars. And it was crazy because when the Millennium Tour came back, I was like, I wonder who's gonna have the locks, Mario or Morion. And Amoria was the one with the locks, and I was like, oh my god. As I need one of y'all sexy sitting up here with locks. I'm still curious how Mario will look with locks. We could just do a lace for Mars. We ain't gonna force him to grow his hair, but you know, I'm pretty sure he would look real good, cause Mario is looking real good lately. I don't know if y'all real, his skin over there glowing. Okay, he smell good, he look good, he sing very well, his body is tight and right in all the right places. Okay, the point I'm making is a lot of these guys attract serious fans. And to bring it back to you, we didn't just become fans to these men recently. Some of you guys have, But others of you are like me. I've been following them since 2002 and 2001. I remember the first time seeing B2K on Soul Train. Not the award show. The show that came on every day at around 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday on the weekend. They were all in red. That's when I first saw B2K, and I saw Mario first on 106 in Park. I think I saw Mario with same year, was it 2001? It was the early 2000s. We have been fans of these guys for 20 plus years, okay? They have been in the game for 20 plus years. So this whole year, watching y'all sit up there and root for Morian, because y'all fake as fuck. I will tell y'all that. All y'all fake. Y'all so damn fake. I mean, no one of your teeth is fake. Your ass is fake. Your titties are fake. Your hair's fake. Everything fake. And your loyalty is fake. Y'all have no loyalty to nobody. No loyalty. And some of y'all showed that y'all weren't loyal unless Amorian was winning. So y'all know there was the epic battle of the verses, which I would say the epic slaughter. It was a slaughter, okay? I don't think Mario meant for it to be a slaughter, but it was a slaughter. Y'all saw poor Mr. Granberry get slaughtered by Mario doing the verses. And some of y'all chose right then and there. You didn't want to be part of a losing team because you were raised by loser-ass people. So, you know, you weren't really a fan of Amorian that was exposed during the verses. And I'm happy it was exposed, that some of y'all are fake as hell. Okay? But people who are true Amorian fans, some of them can be the kindest hearted and the sweetest people you could ever meet. And some of them can be the weirdest people you could ever meet. Even with Mario, you can find people who are actually severely weird, strange, and distorted. And I don't know if they have written letters to Amorian. I don't know if they have written letters to Mario, but I saw some of the gifts y'all giving to Mario, and some of y'all even bought that expensive ass necklace, honey. Mario has made an M necklace, a miniature version of the big one that he has on his neck. And that bitch costs about $300. No, I take it back. It costs about $400 because it's $399.99 before you get the Black Friday discount. With the Black Friday discount, it's about $300. And a lot of y'all purchased that necklace yesterday. More power to you, because I'm pretty sure you are the same people who also paid $500 to be in his meet and greet when you got to talk to him in his dressing room before he got on stage. Plus years of love is loyalty. At this point, we're freaking married to these men. Y'all wouldn't do that to your normal dude though. Sorry, just checking something. But y'all wouldn't do that to your normal everyday dude. But that's the loyalty of a fan. That's the loyalty of a fan. That's the love of a fan. That's what these guys get to experience. And your normal everyday guy don't get that kind of love, you know? And a lot of times men are like, women are not capable of that. And sometimes it's not that you're not capable of that. Like y'all say, women are the wrong type of woman, and you ain't gonna do certain things for the wrong type of woman. Women ain't gonna do things for the wrong type of man. Apparently Amorian's the right type of man. Apparently, Mario is not the wrong type of man. So, women will show their love. They just ain't showing it to your ass. But today we're going to talk about When That Fan Goes Wrong. We're going to talk about a song that Eminem did in the late 90s. That's almost 20 years ago as well. He did a song about a fan who continuously wrote him letters, telling him how much he loved him, expressing his problems, expressing his issues, and it all went left from there. We're going to be talking about Eminem's song, Stand. Okay? We're going to be talking about Eminem's song, Stand. Okay? And like I already told you from the beginning, Eminem has known to really push the boundaries when it comes to music. Okay, it's not a shocker that he decided to kneel during a halftime performance last year. Yes, I remember that he kneeled in the halftime performance of last year. It's not shocking because before he did all that, and for some reason, he felt the need to drag Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas. Yes, honey, he bum humbugged Mariah Carey. He dragged Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera said he was cute, and he chumped her. And everybody like, she just said you cute. What's your problem, sir? Before we get into this, what is Eminem's sign? I never knew Eminem's sign. Is he a Aries? Which one is he? He's a Libra. Oh. Never knew he was a Libra. Just all kinds of stuff going on over there with Eminem. You know, just passive aggressive anger, I would say. You can't control it because when you tell him to stop getting angry, it makes him even more angry. So it's kind of like, you know. What's the point of getting angry? You know, what's the whole point of telling somebody this? You know, you can't get angry. You can't get mad. And he just seemed like one of those people that he'll get even more angry if you tell him, like, there's no point in you getting angry. Why are you over there getting mad for? You know how some of you guys like to instigate, bro. You're mad! Yeah, you're mad! But the point is, you're mad! I don't know how many arguments I have gotten into with somebody, and the first thing they say is, you're mad. One guy, he told me to cry, and I told him to go kill himself. Yes, I said it. I don't care. I hope he did do it. There's buses running every day, jumping from the widow. But, you know, y'all a generation of, you mad! That's what y'all do. And you sound very stupid. And I feel like they won't work with Eminem. I feel like Eminem would just go off on you and say some stuff that would hurt you and would hurt your feelings. And just like me, he would tell you to go kill yourself and you would do it because you have no choice. It's Eminem. Eminem is angry. Go ahead and do it. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. I know y'all going to be like, why are you talking about suicide? People commit suicide every day. That's awful. Yeah, that's awful. But you know, ain't nobody deserves to die. Nobody should commit suicide. That's not okay. They need to go seek mental health and stuff like that. But, you know, people do things to try to hurt you. And then when you hurt them, it's always like, oh, my mentals. Oh, my God. My mentals. Poor me. Oh, my mentals. Oh, my God. Oh, my mom and dad hates me. I have depression. But you don't think about how other people feel or anything like that. That's kind of where we're going with Stan. I don't think famous people realize the sacrifices a lot of people make to be at their events. I told one friend that too. You know, I'm not trying to make Amoria feel bad. Especially the sacrifice I made last year. And yes, I'm going to bring this up. The sacrifice I made last year. It's just you don't understand what people go to or go through just to get around, just to be around you, just because they're fans. Not all of us are excessive. Some of us just want a hug and a thank you, and I appreciate for you for the support. And I'm one of those people, okay? I'm gonna continuously support your ass. Long as you understand that I support your ass. Okay? But if you get disrespectful and rude and nasty and tell me that I need your fucking ass, girl, you know when you drop the F word. That's another word I need to ban, is the F word, because it's so aggressive. Anyway, if I'm supporting you, the messed up thing to say to me is, I don't need you, you need me. Bae! Bae! God created all of us, we need each other. Bae! Bae! And no, I will not support you no more. So I guess you went to the West Coast where everybody supports you, right? Where your LGBTQ friends support you, you know, because you said nobody else supports you. Everybody in the LGBTQ community supports you, but nobody else supports you. Well, you know, you said you didn't need us, right, my nigga? You don't need us. And we be the main ones you need too, girl. But anyway, stars don't understand the sacrifice fans do make to get to their concerts. We have to fight a couple weirdos and a couple bullies and part of a clique that decide to blackmail you to baby bro. Send baby bro a recording of me saying, heavy on the fuck you train. Once again, the F word is aggressive. I was raised to be a lady, not to say those things. Ugh. Anyway, and you recorded it and you don't even know the context of me saying it, fuck baby bro. Then you try to keep me from big bro, but big bro's not buying your bullshit, because big bro has a manager that is the best person in life, okay? Shout out to, once again, Miss Michelle LaFleur. I will forever be grateful and thankful and love Miss Michelle LaFleur. I knew it was something about her that I like. I like her, okay? I don't say that about everybody in the entertainment industry, but when I do find somebody in the entertainment industry that I love, I continue to love them. So today we're going to be talking about people who are obsessive and obsessively write your faves, fall in love with them. We're going to talk about that, which is crazy because I do have a story dealing with another situation that has to do with Marvin Sapp. Yeah, honey, somebody is into that Marvin Sapp. And I understand the brother can sing. He good looking. He's saved by the Lord. And everybody needs to save brother. Thank you, Lord, for the saved brothers. I think I'm going to do a behind the curtain on that. Because I found a YouTube video talking about that. But today we're going to talk about the song Stan by Eminem. But before we get into that, you gotta have a word from my sponsor. If I still have one, do I still have a sponsor? The last time you heard my podcast, did my sponsor still be there? I want to make sure, because I want to make sure every little penny gets to me. I need those pennies. And I'm back. I don't know why I keep calling Jesus' name three times like that. I don't know why I keep doing that. And I'm not calling on Jesus Devontae Christ, which is baby bro. I'm just saying, Jesus. Why am I doing that? Okay. So, I already gave you a kind of an introduction about this, basically. You know, fans sacrifice a lot. And I say this as someone who has been a fan for years. And my thing is, I ain't gonna lie, I was supposed to go see Mario at the club, but I don't want to go. I just felt some kind of way about the last time I went to the club. Lord, we ain't gonna go there. But I am a Mario fan. I'm a Mario fan. I'm a B2K fan. I'm a Morian fan. And fans, I just talked to you guys about what a lot of fans sacrifice, and this is not to make any artists out there or to make any actors or anybody that's famous that feel bad, but I just want y'all to know it's not easy coming up with $250+, including getting your hair done, getting your nails done, getting your makeup done to go see you. That's not easy. Okay. But when celebrities put themselves out there as famous and they become accessible, you know, back in the day when he did Stan, there was not a lot of access to celebrities. I mean, I live in Atlanta. So, I mean, celebrities, you see celebrities on a normal day basis. I mean, you know, you might walk in Waffle House and run into T.I. I don't know why he did, but he did. You might go to the mall. Depends on the mall. The damn show ain't Stonecrest. You might run into the Real Housewives of Atlanta. You might, okay, you might run into Kenya. You might run into Candy. You don't know who you're going to run into. So I'm in an area where celebrities are accessible and have always been accessible for the last 20 years. So at this point, I kind of know how to conduct myself around them because you got to conduct yourself like a normal person because your mama didn't raise no fool, one. And two, at the end of the day, some celebrities don't want you to admit this and they don't want you to say this, but they're just normal people. You know, and the other part is the vice versa situation when it comes to dealing with celebrities. You have to understand these are human beings. They have feelings and emotions and PTSD as well. So I can imagine how Eminem felt when he found out this news about what happened to his fan. The last thing you want to hear It's about somebody that follows you, somebody that supports you, somebody that's been there since the beginning of your career, is that they ended their life. Unfortunately, this is what happened to Eminem's fan in the song Stan, and it is a true story. So sit back and relax, get you some drink. I don't think y'all gonna be able to stomach this because this is about somebody taking things to a whole different level and to an extreme. It's kind of cool, I think, outside. It's not that cool. Is it cool outside? Let's see what the weather is. I'm talking about Georgia, but if it's cold in your area, of course you're allowed to have some hot apple cider and you're allowed to have some hot chocolate. But here in Georgia, it's 64 degrees. So you might want to have like a lukewarm hot chocolate or a lukewarm tea or a lukewarm cider. Today we're going to talk about the unfortunate history behind the song Stan. This comes from the website, The Cold Wire. Yes, we have gone out the box these days, find different stories from different places. Eminem is a Detroit rapper who is known for his hyper-violent and vulgar topics in his songs, but he has still managed to make a name for himself in the world of hip-hop music. Through his lyrical prowess, Eminem is able to weave graphic tales that other musicians wouldn't dare to tell. Whether he's performing as Eminem, Slim Shady, or Marshall Mathers, the rapper stayed true to the nature of each of his alter egos. We can go into the deep side of that too, honey. I got conspiracies on that one because I heard it was four. Let me keep going. However, many people have trouble telling facts from fiction when it comes to Eminem's lyrics. It says, is the song Stan a true story? No, the song is based on a true story. Stan is actually based on a collection of strange fan mail that Eminem has received over the years. The song has a major culture effect on music from around the world. Stan tells a story of a fan named Stanley Mitchell who is obsessed with Slim Shady and treats everything that the rapper says as facts, giving the rapper an unwanted godlike status. Throughout the song, Stan is writing to Eminem about every major event in his life and eagerly waiting for a response. At the beginning of the song, Stan talks about how depressed he has been and started writing to Slim Shady because he feels that the rapper is the only person who understands him. The problem becomes clear as the listener learns that Stan isn't seeing Slim Shady as a fictional character, but rather the true intention of Eminem. Throughout the song, Stan talks about the similar life experience that he shared with Eminem and his alter ego. Let's talk about this for a minute before we continue this article. Just in case you guys want to know, if you have not noticed this about me, I am deeply into spirituality. I believe in angel numbers. I have been into spirituality and angel numbers, and it has been a family thing to be into numbers. And we notice that numbers are repeated and numbers are done. Now, a lot of you guys don't know that some people that I follow are into the same. Okay, but one of the things I noticed when I was part of the island, we're going to call it the island. When I was on the islands, I noticed that certain people were pretending like they were into these things. One of those things is life path number three. I have a life path number that is similar to Baby Bro. Tell y'all we ain't gonna drop names on here, but me and Baby Bro got the same life path number. Baby Bro was the one that helped me find that out. And there were people that were around him that were claiming to have the same life path number too. Well, I did your birthday and it did not add up to three, my dear. And that's the crazy part about it. People will claim that they're vegans and they don't eat vegetables at all. People will say that they're into spirituality, that they meditate. I didn't learn how to meditate until Mario taught us how to meditate during, I said it. Mario was the one that taught me how to meditate. Because it was World Meditation Day, and it was the first year of the pandemic, and we were all stuck inside with people we hate. So I didn't learn to meditate until Mario showed me how, but I have done that before where I'm in a room and it's quiet and I turn off the TV. I don't know how to do that. But people will sit up there and pretend like they live the actual life of the famous person that they are obsessed with. They'll even go to far extents as to locking their hair and getting a nose ring. Or tattooing their Mars on their body. Or tattooing the person's name on their body. Or putting the person's zodiac sign on their body. All that kinds of stuff. And this is a great example of someone who they have a similarity to the artist, and then they start doing the same thing as the artist. Okay. Let's continue with that. Throughout the song, Stan talks about the similar life experiences that he shared with Eminem and his alter ego. He talks about Slim Shady as his role model and the celebrity that he adored the most. In the second verse, Stan becomes frustrated with Eminem when he feels that the rapper isn't keeping his promises to his fans, to him as a fan. Despite the disappointment, Stan continues to talk about his devotion to Slim Shady, and as he could also describe the descent of his mental health. By the third verse, Stan becomes equal part livid and more devoted to Slim. Stan tells Eminem that this is the last package that he'll ever receive from the fan because he currently committed suicide and the murder of his girlfriend. The song ends with Eminem finally responding to the first two letters he sent without knowing what had happened by the third letter. Eminem didn't just find success with Stan, but he had changed the way that people describe people like Stanley Mitchell from the song. A Stan is someone who is obsessed with a musician or a band, normally have a lot of memorabilia and knowing an eerie amount of information about their favorite artists. There's some things I know about certain people, but I don't know it because of the internet. I know it because of my spiritual thing. I ain't gonna go deep into that. But yeah. With the culture change that Stan brought, Eminem and his fans knew that the story of Stanley Mitchell was far from over. Eminem finally gave them what they wanted when he released his album, The Marshall Mathers LP 2, which featured Bad Guy. Bad Guy followed the story of Stanley Mitchell's little brother, Matthew, who is brought up in the second verse of Stan. The younger Mitchell brother was once a super fan of Eminem and like his older brother, but strong feeling of love has turned into equally strong feeling of hatred since the death of his older brother. Gotta be careful. Between his own mental health struggles and the grief of loss, his brother in such tragic ways, Matthew wants to kill the rapper. Rather than recognizing the mental illness that is plaguing the Mitchell brothers or dealing with his grief in a reasonable way, Matthew Mitchell chooses to find Eminem's address and attempt to murder the rapper. Bad Guy is filled with eerie callbacks to Stan. The inspiration for the song comes from the way that celebrities are blamed for the actions of their young fan when they really have very little to do with the individual's actions. Y'all hear that, right? Okay, especially when you 18, when you over 18 and you commit a crime, you go to jail. It is a crime to keep somebody from their $600 that they made off an app. That's all I have to say. The song was meant to highlight how unhealthy obsessions is caused by mental illness. Families should be more aware of the effects of mental illness rather than blaming their loved ones' actions on the songs. Denying mental health problems only adds to the stigmatization of getting mental support. They even said Weezy had his own way of doing it. Weezy did his own sequel to Stan too. So I want to read the words to Stan. Because we got to end my podcast off with this. We got to read the words to Stan, okay? Okay, says my tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why. Wait a minute, is that it? Wrong Stan, is it? Okay, no, it isn't. It's the same thing. It says my tea's gone cold. I wonder why. Got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window. I can't see at all. And even if I could, it's all be gray. But your pictures on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad. Now, this is the part that was done by Dido. Okay, so this is going to be repeated throughout the song. It says, Dear Slim Shady, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must have not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them, but anyway, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too. I'm about to be your father. I have a daughter. Guess what I'm going to call her? I name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too. I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scamp. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures. Man, I like the shit you did with Ruckus, too. That shit was fat. Anyway, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back. Just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan. Second verse. Dear Slim, you still ain't call a row. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside your concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. My little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours and you just said no. They're pretty shitty, man. You're just like this, his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though. I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver, you said if I write you, you will write back? See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Because I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps me when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo of your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real and I respect you because you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous because I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too, girl. Dear Mr. I'm too good to call or write my fans. So it's escalating. This will be the last package I ever seen your ass. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this mic has said, I'm sending you. I'm hoping you hear it. I'm in the car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey, Slim, I drank a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Phil Collins, In the Air or of the Night? About that guy who saved the other guy from drowning. But didn't. Then Phil saw it all. Then at a show, he found him. That's kind of how this is. You could have rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now. I'm drowsy. And all I want was a lousy letter or a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. Dang it, I meant to do the mic. I started coughing at that part with the taking the posters off the wall. Because somebody didn't answer me was not the reason why I didn't get the posters, take the posters off the wall, but okay. Where I was at, you ruin it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats you at you and you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in a trunk. But I didn't slit her throat. I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you. Because if she suffocates, she'll suffer more and then she'll die too. We gotta go. Almost at the bridge now. Oh, shit. I forgot. How am I supposed to send this shit out? This, okay, so this is Eminem writing to Stan. He says, "Dear Stan, I meant to write you sooner, but I've just been busy. You said your girlfriend's pregnant now. How long is she? Look, I'm flattered you would call your daughter that, and here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on a starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you at the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally just to diss you. But what's this shit you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I said that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how the fuck up is you? Ooh. You got some issues, Stan. I think you need some counseling. To help your ass from bouncing off the wall when you get down some. And what's this shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit make me not want to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other, or maybe we'll just need to treat her better. Hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time. Before you hurt herself, I think it's that you'll be doing just fine. If you relax a little, I'm glad I inspired you. But Stan, why are you so mad? Trying to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I see this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago. That made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge. And his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with this kid. In the car, they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was. To come to think about it, it was you. Damn. That is dark. It is dark. But this is the type of people that they have to deal with in the entertainment industry. You know, you take personal stuff as a slight. It's not really a slight at all. They're just too busy. They're just on the road. They're just on tour. They're just doing their thing. They're making money because they got to pay back the upfront money that they got. They stole, honey. Yes, they got to pay back their upfront money. So, I mean, you ain't going to help them pay the upfront money. Not just you by yourself as one person. But, yeah, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast. I ain't going to do the song about his brother plotting to kill some shady honey. We ain't going to talk about it. It's just dark. They don't make music like that no more. Y'all don't go deep like that no more. Next time we come on here, we're going to be talking about Puff the Magic Dragon. We're going to end this off with Puff the Magic Dragon smacking bitches up. And we're going to talk about Lucille Bogan. Because she was the one that did it before Madonna did it. You best believe it. She had Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey all panties in the bunches. Did y'all know that? With that being said, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. This is Lady Tiffany Mind. This is These Walls of Thin. What You Do in the Dark Will Come to Light. Stop getting obsessed with these people. They're just people. They got other things to do, other things to do only. Even though some lies say they're busy and they are really busy. But they busy. They are busy. They got other things to do. And they have priorities like you do. You need to find your priorities too. I found one. It's called going to school. Even though I fucking hate it, it's going to be worth it in the end. Because one day I'm going to be a psychologist. And maybe one of the things I study is fandom. The fandom. All you people that sit up there and sacrifice things that you don't need to be sacrificing for people. Like your kid. Or your girlfriend. With that being said, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I am so outie.